And tonight, I am very glad to be here and to share the word of God with you. And first of all, I just want to say the word of thanks to Pastor Charles Seed for giving me this good time to share the word of God. And secondly, I want to say the word of thanks to all BP Church members and the sponsoring committee. Because of your help and support, I am here this evening and able to study the Word of God at ERBC. Thank you for your care and love. This is my prayer that may the Lord bless Life BP Church and all the church members abundantly, and use the church richly for the extension of his kingdom. As we see in the slide, tonight I would like to share the word of God from Ephesians chapter 6, from verses 5 to 9. Let me read for all of us from verses 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your master, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleaser, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, is to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, chastening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. May the God bless our reading scripture. As we see in the slide, the mutual responsibility of both the master and the servant. In the time of the Roman world, slaves were bought, sold, traded, used and discarded as heartlessly if they were animals. A slave only distinction above animal. They are not treated as human being. Roman statement got to say, all slaves should be turned on a dumb. And when a slave is ill, do not feed him anything. It is not worth your money. Take six slaves and throw them away because they are nothing but inefficient tool. Since the system of slavery was so filled with abuse, God instructed Paul to lay down the Lord's command to both slaves and their master. Thank God for we don't have slaves in our culture. The same way we don't experience the system of slaves. But tonight the closest we can come to the master and slave relationship is the relationship between employers and their employees. In this topic, Paul explained about the way we should serve the Lord and the way we serve others. My first point, in verse 5, the word servant here means slaves. Paul is talking about people who were owned by some master. They were bought and sold, beaten and put to death. Though we are not in the condition of slave and the master, These verses tell us how we are supposed to relate to those who are over us in our work, in our duties, in the societies, in the church. The Bible teaches us that the slave must submit to their master. There is not an option, but an obligation. The servants are commanded to obey. The word obey here refers to one who waits for a command from the master, who then carry out the command. The idea is used for the doorkeeper who patiently waits at the door for the song of the door's knock, so that he could open the door immediately. It speaks about an open heart and mind, or willingness to do what the master says without complaining or murmuring. How shall we carry out our duty? With fear and trembling. It does not mean that we fear the people we work for, but the servant of God must strive to do what is right out of the fear of God. So we are to submit to those who are in authority over us in the world and serve them with singleness of heart as unto Christ. We have to dedicate that to them wholeheartedly. It does not mean that they are wiser than us, cleverer than us, and richer than us. But we are obey and submit to them because God appointed them to rule over us. If we have such kind of heart and mind, we can serve and obey willingly those who are in authority over us. Serving and obeying to the authority over us is not an option as the servant of God, but it is obligation and command what the Lord wants us to do for others. We have to demonstrate our love and obedience for God to our surrounding people who are above us. How did Paul teach them to serve their master? Paul teach them how they are to serve the master or other. Here is the list. Serve with wholeheartedly as unto Christ. Verse 5. Do the will of God with your heart as the servant of Christ. Verse 6. Serve with happily. Verse 7. Here we see that God calls us to serve Him in different ways to the extension of His kingdom. Some are called to have the high position, and some are also called to serve under the authority of others. What the Lord wants us to teach us here is to be satisfied in our works and duties to whom we serve. We are to have a willing mind and heart to serve others as much as we can. Until and unless we have such open hearts in the ministry of God, our service for the Lord will never bring the glory of God. Sometimes, as we are human beings, we think that our work and duty is smaller than others in the ministry of God. But we see here that there is no smaller and greater work in the ministry of God. But the main point is we are to be faithful in our work, whether it is small or great. The outcome is the same in the eye of God. Even the small thing can bring the glory of God if we are faithful in our duty of the ministry. As Paul said, we are not to serve with eye service or man pleaser, The best example we have in our Bible is the Pharisee. We all know that what they are seeking or looking for. They want to get appreciation from the people, but they fail before God. They have already received what they want in the world. But we, as the children of God, are not working the ministry of God for the pleasure of men or eye services. We are working for the Lord, whom we cannot see in our eye. The purpose of our ministry in this world is to glorify and honor God alone. It is important to ask ourselves, is God happy with our ministry? Will our ministry satisfy God? If God is pleased in our ministry, it is more than enough, even if nobody pleases and supports us in our ministry. If we have the opportunity to serve the Lord, let us do so wholeheartedly and willingly. Let us be satisfied with our job which the Lord has given us. Why we must serve the Lord faithfully in the world? It is because we will give an account of our work here to the Lord at the end of this world journey. We are responsible for how we serve other people and the authority over us. Our service of the Lord should not be compelled by others, but because we love Him and what He has done for us. My second point, the responsibility of the master to the servant, verse 9. Christian masters are commanded to care their slaves as the slaves submit and obey them. The slave owner should know the value of the slave and care for them. They are commanded not to tip them as the worldly people did to the slave. We have the best example in the Bible how the master should treat the slave in the epistle to Philemon. He owned the slave named Onesima, who ran away from his master and stole some of his master's possessions. Paul appealed to Philemon on behalf of Onesima. Paul knew that Onesima did wrong to his master Philemon. Paul also knew what Onesima deserved as a slave who wronged to his master. Paul hoped that Philemon will do special treat for Onesima, that is to forgive him. Paul even asked Philemon to welcome Onesima as a brother in Christ, but not as a slave. He should not treat him as a mere property, as the world did. Now the time for Philemon to show what real Christian mean to his runaway slave under the authority of God. The master must respect his slave and sympathize with their condition, not because of they are worthy to show mercy, but because they love God and they are also under the authority of God in their service. Is the same with the slave. The master to remember that in God's eyes, he is not more important than the least of the slave. We also be careful what we do to our fellow believer, because we all are to account to God as we did. There was no partiality before God, whether slave or master. The Lord will judge us the same way as we did to others. My last point, there is a reward from the Lord for the faithful servant, verses 8 to 9. In these two verses, Paul clearly explains how we are before the eyes of God. In this life of the world, there is high distinction between employers and employees, between the masters and the servants. The same way there is a higher position and lower position. But when this life is over, there will be no more distinction between slave and master, between the poor and rich. We all will be in the same position before the presence of God. No matter where we are, the most important thing is to remain faithful in the place where God placed us. We can serve the Lord faithfully from where He placed us. God is looking for faithful servant in little thing for His ministry. He is not looking to measure the position we hold, but He is always observing the way we serve others as well as the Lord. There is a reward for a faithful servant. Taking a moment to examine our own service to God and to our fellow believer, we must ask ourselves, will God say, well done on our service? And will He say, thou art worthy to receive my reward? My conclusion, God has given us each own duty and service to fulfill to the people who are over us. We are to commit and obey to those who rule over us. We are to serve them wholeheartedly and happily. Let's have a ready heart and mind to serve what the Master commands us to do without complaining. We are to remember that we all are the same before God's eye. Let us be faithful in our service to the Lord, because there will be a reward for faithful servant. May the Lord help us to demonstrate our love and obedience for God to our fellow believer who are over us in authority. May God bless our short meditation. Thank you.